And so I invite you now, if you have not already done so, to close your eyes, become comfortable in your seat, and relax your body. Take a deep cleansing breath, breathing into the infinite presence within. Hold that breath for a few moments and then just gently let go. Continue breathing in, breathing out, and with each exhale, just let go, release your to-do lists, any demands, any responsibilities, in order to be fully present right here, right now. Let go of fears, worries, any thoughts of less than. In this sacred moment, we do as Jesus did. We are going to come apart for a while, coming apart from the busyness of the world. Just be still. Connect to that inner place of peace. Allow the peace within to fulfill you. Allow the peace within to bring you serenity and harmony and good. This is the peace that passes all understanding. This is the peace of God, and it is your divine inheritance. It is independent of anything going on in the outer world. Claim this peace now. Your mind and body resonate with this peace, and you feel the harmony and serenity of all that is. And in this consciousness, realize that when you dwell in fear or resentment, you are giving energy to the negative appearance. In the sacred moment of stillness, allow yourself to turn away from anything other than peace. If something is troubling you, if there seems to be lack or limitation in your life, if you are facing a healing challenge, a relationship issue, if you have a worry in your heart about anything, just prepare to let it go now. Know that you are a spiritual being and you can always draw from the absolute realm to be fully and completely restored. So release now what needs to be released and claim the peace you are, the peace you were created to be for a few moments now in the silence. And so now, together, turning to God and focusing on God's power and good in our lives, we feel the love, serenity, harmony, and the peace that passes all understanding. We are so grateful for the peace of God living in every single heart. And we know that no matter what the outward appearance, we can always find that perfect peace within. Realizing our oneness, we know that divine order permeates the universe and our hearts are filled with gratitude, knowing and living the peace that we are. We are the peace in the midst of all matters. And so for the truth that sets us free, for the precious peace that flows through and expresses as us, for the power and strength to maintain that peace, no matter what storms this life brings, we are so grateful. We say thank you, amen, and amen. And let's now complete our time of prayer and meditation by joyfully and gratefully singing our Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and leave us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For